With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Biden administration has issued a report suggesting Israel's use of U.S.-provided weapons and might have violated international humanitarian law, but as the BBC's Tom Bateman reports, it did not provide specifics.
It says, for example, it doesn't have enough information to assess categorically that there have been absolute violations in specific instances, and critically, it stops short of withholding weapon supplies to Israel on the basis of that assessment, because it says the Israeli government has come back to the administration with assurances that these things are investigated. That
retired Navy Admiral James Savridi says Israel needs all the support it can get right now from the U.S. if it's going to protect civilians while it battles Hamas.
We have to support them with cyber, with intelligence, with the mechanisms they need to decommission this complex of tunnels that are beneath Gaza.
Congressman Mike Waltz, Florida, says U.S. investment in shipbuilding is now so small, the U.S. is seeking investment from foreign countries.
We are going to have to make investments. We're going to have to attract and incentivize foreign capital at this point. The other 50% besides China is South Korea and Japan.
Congressman Waltz spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, Senator Tom Cotton is blasting President Biden for threatening to withhold those arms shipments from Israel. He says Mr. Biden has been showing more deference to Hamas and other terrorist groups than to Israel.
And you see it time and again. You see it in the failure to deliver these weapons in a timely fashion, to publicly demanding that Israel not conduct an absolutely necessary military operation in Rafah.
That is Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. He was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. A persecution watchdog has a new concern. Michael Harrington reports about what's on the radar.
For the first time ever, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the State Department to take action against Azerbaijan for its attacks on Christians. The mostly Muslim government spent much of last year expelling Christians from the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh in a process that some experts say amounts to ethnic cleansing. The vast majority of the refugees fled into neighboring Armenia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that the United Methodist Church has officially legalized gay marriage and homosexual ordination, the question is whether African churches will remain in the denomination. A number of African delegates protested outside the UMC's General Conference this month. Many said they would probably disaffiliate. Bishop John Wesley Yohana of Nigeria says from the tradition of the church in Africa, quote, marriage is between a man and woman, period. This is SRN News. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Friday announced a $44.9 billion deficit in his revised proposal for the 2024-25 state budget, while proposing a series of cuts to close that spending gap. We get more details from correspondent Norman Hall.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing the elimination of 10,000 vacant state jobs and cutting spending across 260 state programs. Newsom cites a budget deficit of $27.6 billion. Newsom outlined the deficit as part of his proposed $288 billion state budget for the fiscal year that starts July 1st. This is the second year in a row the nation's most populous state is facing a multi-billion dollar shortfall. State revenues have continued to fall amid increasing inflation and a slowdown in the state's normally robust technology industry. I'm Norman Hall.
More of these stories at srnnews.com.